President Donald Trump warned yesterday that a government shutdown was possible this weekend. With money for federal agencies running out at midnight tomorrow, Republican leaders plan to push a bill through Congress this week financing the government through December 22nd. That would give bargainers time to work their disagreements through, but it would also be another stopgap effort, and they would need Democratic votes to succeed. Democrats have been using their leverage to insist on spending boosts for health care infrastructure and other domestic programs that would match increases that Republicans want for defense. But the minority party is also seeking agreement to extend protections for hundreds of thousands of immigrants who arrived in the U.S. illegally as children. So will they meet in the middle and avoid the shutdown, or will partisanship get in the way of agreement? Stan Voiger is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute and specializes in political economy and public finance and joins us now from Washington. So, Stan, to refresh our memories, how did we get to this point again?
Well, the Congress has to appropriate money for the executive branch of the federal government to use and to carry out its activities. In theory, it's supposed to do that for the entire fiscal year, once a year, but that has not been the practice lately. So instead, in September, Congress appropriated money for the federal government to function until the end of this week. And after this week, there's no more appropriated money, and so the federal government cannot incur new financial obligations.
It seems pretty silly that we do this piecemeal and that we run into these situations where we need the government to be funded, and there's no strict set pattern on when that happens.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's particularly silly because there's no direct disagreement on what the federal government should be doing, right? Most of the things that will run out of funding, you know, everyone in Congress agrees that, you know, those things should happen. This is purely the result of sort of a breakdown in governance and in, you know, the Congress struggling to carry out its most basic functions. Because no one thinks that a good way to run a massive organization like the federal government and its various agencies is to tell it, 48 hours ahead of time, here's the money you're going to be able to spend. Here are the line items in your budget for the next 3 months. And then maybe, 3 months from now, we'll come up with a different amount of money for you to spend or no money at all. That's not how you run an organization efficiently. Of course, an actual shutdown is completely embarrassing, but even just the sort of short-run funding battles that we keep going through are very counterproductive, I think.
So how does this affect the average American if something like this should happen tomorrow on Friday? If there's a government shutdown, how do we feel it?
Well, there are certain so-called non-essential activities that the federal government carries out that will end. Perhaps the most noticeable thing is national parks will shut down. Obviously, there are millions of employees of the federal government who will stop getting paid until the end of the shutdown. And those who are furloughed have no actual guarantee that they will get paid even after the fact. In addition, there are many, many non-federal employees who work directly inside federal facilities or who are contractors for the federal government. So, for example, if you're a janitor at a federal agency, but you work for a cleaning company, not for the federal government, then you're going to be temporarily laid off for no reason other than this dysfunction.
So, Stan, there are people who say that this is a good thing, that, you know, shutting down the government is a necessary evil. It's a bloodletting that needs to happen, whatever metaphor you want to put on that. In fact, President Trump has kind of reportedly told confidants that it might impact his political career and positively. How can this be a positive, if anyway be a positive?
Well, I don't think it is. The reason why we end up with these situations is because members of Congress see the looming shutdown as a point of leverage over the other party, right? So they think we can get something from the other party by threatening not to collaborate on funding the government. Or they think, well, look, the people are going to blame the other party for the shutdown, and so that's going to help us. I think the latter is what's driving Trump's enthusiasm for a potential shutdown. But remember, I mean, none of this saves the federal government any money. So even furloughed employees have typically been paid after the fact. And in a way, a shutdown like this costs taxpayers money, because the less efficient the federal government is, the less efficiently it operates, the more taxpayer money it needs to perform the sort of same level of activity, same types of functions.
So I think the last time we had one of these was in, was it 2013 that we temporarily had a government shutdown? I think we've had 18 of them. Is this kind of a boy that cried wolf scenario, though? And once we get through it, we kind of forget about it until the next time we have to deal with it?
I think that's right, but that doesn't make it less of a problem, right? There's a lot of bad things that happen pretty regularly that doesn't make them less bad.
Stan Voigger is resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, specializing in political economy and public finance, talking about the possible government shutdown tomorrow. Thank you so much for your time, Stan.
Thank you for having me.